This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two of our get-together begins. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Obviously, top story, Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro in court today, held in New York City. Also, how about them Jaguars with a big win yesterday, 41-7. And now they take on the Buffalo Bills in the first round of the playoffs. We'll get to all of that and so much more. But joining us right now, former Florida Speaker of the House, and he's a candidate for governor, Paul Renner joins us. Good morning. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Hey, thanks for joining us today, especially with what has just occurred in Venezuela. You have a military background. I know you served in the Navy. You served in the reserves, the Gulf War, Afghanistan. And I understand you also spent some time in Venezuela as well. Tell us about that.
I did. I lived there for 6 months. I also worked through the embassy for my reserve duty portion of that. And so, I know Venezuela, and that was before Hugo Chavez came into power. And so they have been suffering for now 25 plus years since communists took over. And it was a great day, not just for Venezuela, but for American national security when Nicolas Maduro was captured and brought back to the U.S.
What was life like in Venezuela? I mean, all I know is that at one point they were one of the wealthiest nations in the hemisphere. What was it like there, and how did Hugo Chavez gain power?
Well, you know, things had been better in Venezuela, but they were certainly a lot better when I was there than they are now. So it has one of the greatest oil reserves in the world. And so for that reason and other reasons, they have a lot of natural resources, a lot of wealth. They were a very wealthy country by South American standards, certainly. At the time I was there, there were, you know, obviously pockets of poverty and things of that nature, as there are throughout Latin America and the world, but throughout Latin America. And that gave rise to Hugo Chavez. He was a military guy, was imprisoned for an attempted coup, was let out by a very aged president at the time that I was down there, and the rest was history. And he came to power through that means, and then of course when he died, Nicolas Maduro took over, and so you've had basically what you saw in Cuba. And someone smart in Latin America told me that we were at a moment in Venezuela like we were in Cuba during the Bay of Pigs and the missile crisis, where if we didn't do something, Venezuela would be communist for the next century. Much like we see in Cuba coming up on 70 years of communism. And so it was really critical to our national security to take out a country that's sending us drugs, that's sending us gangs, pushing those into the country, killing Americans, as well as a big source of energy for our enemies, Cuba, Iran, China. And so this toppling Maduro is very important to our own national security. And I don't want your listeners to lose sight of that.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're in full support of what President Trump is doing. And I got to ask the question, I mean, is Cuba next? And then there's the whole question of Greenland popping back up.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of breaking news this morning on that front. You know, look, I you know, we have to be measured and careful and do things. I think Venezuela, I would make the argument that Venezuela is our biggest national security threat in our own backyard, bar none. And that has, we've begun to remove that threat, significantly remove that threat, assuming we can see fair and free elections and we see a government there that's not so hostile to the United States and not a communist government. But in terms of Greenland, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I know the president's using the leverage of the moment. There's probably a lot of worried leaders in Cuba, a lot of worried leaders in Iran, a lot of worried leaders in China. And that's a good thing. His unpredictability and his willingness to do things that others are not willing to do has made our country safer. Look at what he did against Iran, where they were on the verge of developing nuclear weapons. And this is a group that are radical Islamic, you know, mullahs that would absolutely use nuclear weapons against us if they had the ability. And so President Trump has made America safe. And I think it is America first to take out Nicolas Maduro and make sure that we have national security and safety in our own region, especially here in Florida.
We know anything that President Trump does is going to be, you know, the left is going to take issue with any kind of action that Trump takes. But do you think the average, you know, Democrat understands that it is not just the drug trade, the narco terrorism and all that, which is clearly a problem, but this whole tie with the oil with Russia, China and Iran? This has been creeping and creeping into the Western Hemisphere for some time now. Do you think the Democrats understand it, or for political reasons, they'll just hold up their hand and say, I don't want to hear that?
Well, it's evident to, I think, all of us that if Donald Trump lights the Christmas tree on the 25th, that the Democrats will oppose it. I mean, there's just nothing that he does that they don't oppose. And it is an awkward place for them to be, considering that there are dead Americans and, sadly, Americans that will die because of drugs that have been pushed in to this country in the recent weeks and, of course, years by Maduro. He was making more money off of drugs than he was off of oil, as wealthy as they are in oil. And that just gives you a sense of where things were. He had become really just a glorified cartel leader, but he was a not just a cartel leader, but also an energy supplier, again, to all of our enemies, our number one enemies. And so removing him means those people do not have that energy source, and that will start to undermine regimes like Cuba, which are failing because they're communist, and communism always fails wherever it's tried.
Yeah, and I don't know why people haven't absorbed that history lesson quite yet, but apparently many of them have not. And let's take it back to Florida, if you don't mind, since you are running for governor. You talked about property taxes and an immediate help for people via rollback. Where are you at with that right now?
Yeah, so 20 years ago, 2006 and 7, we had a similar circumstance and where we have now, which is property taxes have gone up much, much faster, twice as fast as our incomes can afford. And so this is not an either or, this is a both and. The legislature right now, they can do this in two or three days. I was the most recent Speaker of the House. I know we can do this in a couple of days. This is not hard. It's not a big, beautiful bill. Is a legislative rollback in every county, and to make it both material for people that need the relief, but also manageable for local governments, roll back to 2024. Taxes have gone up over 50% in the last 5 years. The local governments can handle a slight rollback so that none of us get a tax increase, as we all did while we were talking about property tax reform in 2025, and we all did just again as the calendar turned over to January 1st. So do this, prevent a tax increase that we're now getting again in 2026, give everyone tax relief, everyone, businesses, homestead, non-homestead, roll it back as it should be done, and then you can have the conversation about bigger, broader tax relief. The governor has talked about eliminating homestead property taxes. We're waiting for his plan to come out, but when it does, you can still do that. But that can't, as he's pointed out, that doesn't go on the ballot until this coming November. And they have to get to 60%. And if that, those two things don't happen, if the legislature doesn't get on board with the governor on whatever his plan is, or some plan, there's not going to be anything to vote on. And if there is something to vote on, but there's enough opposition and we don't get to 60%, well, now we're heading into 2027 with another tax increase. And so this makes all the sense in the world. It's simple. It can be done right now. It can be done legislatively. It's the one thing we can do with a supermajority legislatively, which is roll back the millage rate on every county to a date certain. So you pull out your tax bill for 24, that's what you'd save. This must be done as a necessary first step for any other reform in property taxes that guarantees us some relief today, guarantees us no tax increase, which we just got January 1 again, and it's the right thing to do.
President Trump had mentioned recently, look, since Florida leads in so many ways and fiscally quite responsible as a state, President Trump mentioned maybe doing away with property taxes on a national level. Have you caught wind of that?
Well, I agree with the guy. I haven't heard President Trump comment on it, but I agree with the governor that we should at some point own our home. If we own our home, we pay it off. You know, we've been there for 30 years. And if we can't get to homestead elimination of homestead property taxes, let's look at something where you've been in the state for 30 or 40 years. You're a senior on fixed income. You know, at some point we stop jacking up the prices and these types of things. You know, where people are really suffering, you know, increased exemptions. There's things that can be done if we can't get to 60% this coming November that can be done to give people meaningful relief. But look, I think it's one of those things that we should look at. You know, eliminating all property taxes is a much different deal. But the homestead property taxes is a way to do it. People have to decide if they want to do it with some replacement taxes and so forth. But what the plan I'm proposing, the rollback, is simply a rollback. There's no replacement taxes at all. It just gives you immediate relief while we have this broader reform.
Yeah, yeah, you can continue down that path at the same time. I like it. Former Florida Speaker of the House and gubernatorial candidate Paul Renner, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you.
All right. It's going to be a great new year. It is 7:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And there might be some things that have been irritating you, maybe over the holidays or something else. Now is your time to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Monday. We're here to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And Alexis, what's bugging you?
Hi, Bob. It's Alexis. I got my copy of the Republican National Committee calendar, and it is, I tell you, I have a huge gripe with it. First of all, there's only one photo of Trump. He's walking out to the helicopter that he looks halfway decent. The others, they're all like very, very unflattering photos. But the main thing, any place where there is military in there, it has a disclaimer, an actual disclaimer of, and I'll read it. Use of military rank, job titles, and photographs in uniform does not imply endorsement by any branch of the U.S. military or the Department of Defense. And I just find that amazing when he's the commander in chief and they have a disclaimer. Plus, they call it Department of Defense instead of Department of War.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen this thing, but I mean, the pictures of him, they couldn't be less flattering. I mean, they're like make him look either huge or even the one with the, the helicopter. He's doing a fist pump and he's got kind of a semi, you know,
yeah,
on his face. But the others, he's just grim and frowning, or it looks like they caught him off guard. Very unflattering. I don't know who you complain to, but I want to let somebody have it.
Yeah, we'll kind of the chain of command, some of the, you know, folks that are part of the RNC locally, we'll see if we can get some answers for you because, yeah, that kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Happy New Year. You guys were so missed. So at the first of the year on the news channels, they said something, you know, they were giving out new laws for all these different states. And one of them was these SNAP benefits. You can't use it for sodas and stuff. So I went into a grocery store, a little dippy store, and this guy goes, well, I'm a little bit short. And it's like he was holding up the line. It's like, how much are you short? It's like, no, I was trying to buy, like, the prepared foods, the sandwiches and stuff that they have.
The pre-cooked whatever, yeah.
Right, pre-cooked. The SNAP would not let them buy that, but he could buy the candy bars, the potato chips, and the soda, but he could not actually buy food.
That's weird.
Yeah, that would be bugging me, too. That doesn't, maybe they still got to work the bugs out, possibly, since it's a new year?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mark, what's bugging you?
Happy New Year, Greg and Bob. What's bugging me, and I hate to speak in the past tense, there was this YouTube producer named Adam. He made about 4,000 videos the last 15 years, had 600,000 subscribers. He lived in Celebration, just south of Walt Disney World. And his last video was December 21st. He was taking us all around, showing us all the decorations in Celebration, Florida, and all the lights. And then he went home and died in his sleep at the age of 51, and a friend found him through a wellness check. It just shows the fragility of life. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, locally here we had the guy that was a weather guy for like 27 years, mm-hmm. Bill Quinlan, retired last year and just recently over the weekend passed away. So prayers go out to folks. Life is fragile. You're absolutely right. I got a bug.
What you got, Bob?
Well,
it's been like a year since I've heard you complain about something.
I've loved my car. I got a Hyundai. It's one of my many vehicles. And but the infotainment center part of it went bad, specifically the AM/FM radio part of it. So, you know, I drove to work in silence this morning after this occurred, on Friday?
It was a sad tale.
Or actually last week. And, I you know, did as much of the YouTube as you can and the reset and found the secret reset button and all that.
Unplug it and plug it back in. That's usually your answer.
Of course. Absolutely. Okay. Did all that. Even disconnected the battery. I tried everything hoping it would reset. Now, there's some functionality that has worked and does work. But specifically, the AM/FM radio does not.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, it's very irritating. However, I've got an appointment with the dealership today, so wish me the best.
Yeah.
And hopefully that outcome will be positive. But yeah, I'm quite irritated by it. You know, the so-called T technology. It's not a cheap system. It's a Bose,
right?
That I have come to know, very, very high quality products. I've had several Bose things.
Well, I'm tired of the over push of the screens covering everything in the car.
Yeah, if you don't have screen function, you don't have a secondary, like a backup, like I do on my truck, you know?
I'm glad to see some of the manufacturers bringing back some real buttons, because that's really what works.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so wish me well in my endeavor today.
Yeah, we'll have to get you a boombox, keep in the passenger seat so you can listen
right on.
Listen to the station when you're driving
around. That's a great idea. Yeah. I think I'll do that.
See, go old school, Bob.
Hopefully it'll be solved today, hopefully. Yeah. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, we've got a lot to talk about, including the story of the day, Nicolas Maduro facing a court in New York this morning. 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
My prediction for the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Jags and the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm writing
it
down.
I just looked at it, you know. I just need to glance at it for a moment and, you know.
Okay.
I'm usually pretty darn good. And when I'm not, I'm pretty awful. No in-betweens. All right, we'll see. We'll see how it's going to break down. Jags have to get past the Buffalo Bills. That's not going to be easy as a first step. But if they do that, they've got something special this year. I really think they do. We'll see. And the Bears. The Bears. So the Eagles, hopefully we'll get a chance. If that's who they get lined up with, we'll see. But first they got to get past San Francisco, which it's not the San Francisco it was a couple of years ago, in my opinion. All right. Let's move on to the news of the day. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Venezuela's socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will appear in a U.S. federal court this morning to face narco-terrorism charges, according to multiple reports. And Maduro and Flores' appearance in court follows the couple's arrival in New York on Saturday, after President Donald Trump announced their capture. Spokesperson told CBS News that Maduro and Celia Flores are scheduled to appear in federal court at noon today. It'll be their first court appearance on criminal charges since they were extracted from Venezuela during a U.S. military operation in Caracas. And we'll see what happens there. We know that Marco Rubio is on some of the Sunday shows, and well, at least one of them anyway, where, you know, wanted to talk about invading Venezuela and all. They said, this is not really a military action. It's not a war. It's more of a police action. And, of course, the left, you know, they're not going to accept that. Oh, they're not going to accept anything because it came from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Jerry are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Great to have you back. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
I think it's exactly right what you're saying. They have to stress. It's all how they message it to the American people. It's a law enforcement action. He was indicted many, many years ago, even under the Biden administration. And the Biden administration actually put a $25 million bounty on him. And there was a precedent set nearly 36 years ago under Manuel Noriega, where George H.W. Bush did the same thing. He deposed Manuel Noriega on drug trafficking and narcotics. On narcotics trafficking, rather, in weapons charges. The same thing as Maduro, and I think that there has to be parallels drawn to that, because that will suppress anything that the Democrats say about, we're trying to do nation building, but that's not the case. The Trump administration has proven itself to be very, very disciplined in terms of how we take military action, get in and get out, and then let things kind of run themselves.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Noriega thing was to the day, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Believe so. Yeah.
How many years ago? 30?
Oh, my goodness.
Six
yeah.
years ago or whatever. To the day.
Isn't that crazy?
Which, yeah, you wonder if there is some significance there other than what you just pointed out, which that may be exactly why it took place on that particular day. All right. So that is obviously going to be the story of the day. And the interesting thing is, you know, the left is going to argue that this was an illegal action and you're trying to build and you can't regime change and you can't do this and you can't do that. But it is interesting that this guy is a dictator. Mm-hmm. He's a narco-terrorist dictator.
Wait, Pop, you mean an authoritarian?
That's exactly right.
Come
So the people without Maduro can be free and can get back to having some form of democracy, whereas under Maduro, of course, they didn't. They had socialism and heavy-handedness and an economy that's absolutely flatlined some time ago. So it is interesting that the left that calls, you know, Trump the dictator and all that, it's like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Do you like dictators or not? You don't like our dictator, but you like but you like theirs.
Right.
I mean, it is.
Oh, man.
It's absurd on so many levels. And it is interesting that as time goes on, you see, again, time and time again, how the left is wrong on all these issues. Mm-hmm. And they can't. I mean, you can't put the two together. Is Trump a bad guy or not? Didn't he just free all the Venezuelan people? Did he or not?
But
are they going to say no, he didn't?
Oh,
that
but he's the
that
guy
it was good.
He'll destroy democracies, Bob. He'll just destroy them everywhere.
So I just
I know.
I don't understand that how the left still has the pull, the push, whatever you want to call it that they do. I can't fathom it, and especially if they're people that have a modicum of intelligence. And the only thing, you know, that comes to mind is literally the Trump derangement syndrome. We said this, you know, last year that this is real. It is absolutely real that no matter what Trump does or says, who was it? Paul Renner was just on.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you know, if Trump was lighting a Christmas tree on December 25th, they take issue with that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
So that is.
How do you defend, you know, I just don't see how the left defend their stance. I mean, they're just so wrong on everything. It's so obvious.
Well, and look at the news coverage. I mean, you can barely get the Alphabet Networks and CNN and all that to cover what's going on in Minnesota. And this was, I don't know, to date, I mean, it's got to be some of the most fraudulent activity that I think we've ever seen at the state level anywhere.
Huge.
And that is, to me, that's a tremendously huge story. And some of the Minnesota Somalians convicted in the Feeding Our Future scheme reportedly enjoyed luxurious lifestyles with money stolen from the federal government. The news coming as the state is under scrutiny regarding more alleged fraud. Now, some say Tim Walz is under so much pressure as governor, there's no way that he will run for re-election, that he'll not do that. I wouldn't be so sure. I'm telling you, these leftists think differently. And
well, there's not been a track record of perp walks, unfortunately.
No, there hasn't. I mean, Hillary comes to mind right off the bat when you think about some of the things that she's gotten away with. But the fraudsters stole hundreds of millions of dollars in federal COVID relief money and apparently used it to fund lavish lifestyles and not feed needy children. The New York Post reported this on Saturday. Their rich lifestyles include condos, luxury cars, and real estate in Kenya. One of those involved 43-year-old Liban Yassin Alisher, who pleaded guilty in 2023 to wire fraud and money laundering, spent $350,000 of the money on a resort in Kenya.
Wow.
Where guests can hire a personal chef during their stay. I would imagine $350,000 it goes pretty far in Kenya.
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And
there's other ones. A couple rented Lamborghinis, Rolls Royce, and other exotic cars, luxury cars, for $2,000 a day on their trips. Look, I mean, you know that they were enjoying a lavish lifestyle, but couldn't necessarily flaunt it publicly.
Right.
I mean, if they're the least bit smart, they'd have to say, hey, you can't look like you've got money here. Mm-hmm. But if you go on a trip on the other side of the world, well, sky's the limit. You can go crazy. And that's what they did.
Oh, man.
Yep. And so in 2024, June, federal prosecutors charged nearly 50 Somali Muslim immigrants in Minnesota for thieving $250 million under the Feeding Our Future umbrella scheme. It doesn't seem like we really heard a lot about that.
No.
I mean, it's just recently that with the daycare fraud, but there was fraud, it sounds like, at pretty much every level where state or federal funding was involved.
Minnesota is just a crime pit, it looks like, at this point. And the governor seemed to not really care a whole lot about that.
Yep. Minnesota has become a magnet for fraud, so much so that we've developed a fraud tourism industry.
Wow.
People coming to our state purely to exploit and defraud its programs. That's according to Assistant U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson. And he said half of $18 billion in welfare funds had been lost in fraud. $18 billion. I remember when we were just talking about this a few weeks ago, that they thought they uncovered, you know, what would amount to nearly or slightly over $1 billion, $1 billion, just in the welfare funds alone. They're talking about $9 billion.
Amazing.
Yeah. Thompson went on to explain traditional Medicare and Medicaid fraud is that people overbill. But he said the fraud in Governor Tim Walz's Minnesota has been unique and that the thieves are not providing any services. None.
Not even faking it.
Creating fake companies and filing wholly fake bills to the state. The news comes as citizen journalist Nick Shirley and his team exposed alleged fraud in Minnesota daycare and healthcare groups linked to the Somali community. You know, I think that, you know, this is going to be the new journalism. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen it before, but this is going to be it because I think the what do you call want to call them, the legacy media or whatever. They're too stodgy, too slow. Investigative reporting, unfortunately, has been kind of a dying art. And I think it's going to be these folks like Nick Shirley and stuff that are going to expose things. They have a huge platform, you know, like an Instagram and YouTube and other outlets, Reddit. And, you know, people are going to get information that they want and they need it. Hopefully, they will react correctly at the ballot box when the next opportunity is given. And hopefully it also will lead to real prosecutions and real perp walks. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got other things to talk about as well. But I got to tell you, this the whole thing when it comes to Maduro is going to be pretty high on the list. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. We're trying to make Mondays great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:49, and the top story is U.S. Special Forces conducting an early morning raid in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas Saturday, striking military facilities and capturing President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. And they will face a court in New York today at approximately noon. Lots of tentacles here. President Trump and his actions drawing, of course, all kinds of nastiness from the left. And it's obviously not unexpected, but I want to get your input. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Kelly. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a comment slash question pertaining to bringing in Maduro to the United States. Back with the Obama administration, they wanted to bring the 9/11 terrorists and all those from Cuba to charge in the United States. But Congress and the Constitution deemed it no. He would not knowingly bring a known terrorist into this country. Isn't that the same thing with Maduro?
I don't know. That's a that's not an unfair question. I'd have to look at it and see terrorist combatants versus narco terrorist, narco trafficker, head of state. I don't know what all the factors may be that would change that the legal ease of it.
Yeah, because while he is a narco terrorist, this was a law enforcement thing.
Yeah,
and has been set up that way. So there may be some structural differences that make it different.
And remember, you know, he was wanted and indicted before Trump was Trump was not in office. So, you know, it predates that, and what he was indicted for and stuff may change what the idea behind the terrorist, because some terrorists have stood trial in New York, as you recall. So there that's not a consistency anyway, I guess is how we could say that. Good morning, Chuck. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Bob. Hey, I've got a couple of things to tell you. One time I went to Nicaragua with a University of Duquesne entourage, a business entourage, and I've done a half a dozen different projects in, Colombia, Brazil. I've been all over the Central America on steel mill projects. Anyways, when we were in Nicaragua, the biggest thing that was going on there was that at that point they just got rid of the revolutionaries, and they had kicked out all the Cubans. Now, we killed about 30 Cubans that were guarding the palace or wherever he was living last week. And they're everywhere. I mean, there's tentacles to this thing, like you just mentioned, and the guy that called earlier this morning that has been around these places. This is a lot bigger than just one drug lord or one this or that, because it's everywhere. And it's got to be dealt with, or it's going to sink us eventually. What do you think?
I agree. It's part of this action is to stop the creeping of socialism and communism into the Western Hemisphere. And yes, we know that Cuba is a big time player in all that, and also a conduit to Russia and China and Iran. So, yeah, when you kind of take a step back and look at the big picture, there's a lot more going on than just a guy that was in charge of, you know, exporting, you know, drugs to the United States. There was a heck of a lot more going on. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Donnie, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I watched that press conference yesterday, and I know it's not in his makeup to step back and let some other people talk, but Trump he's horrible. He's rambling on about the National Guard in Chicago and D.C., and then Rubio steps up and is just succinct, you know, gets right to the point, great speaker, did the same thing on Meet the Press, and then Hakeem Jeffries comes in after him to give their side, and he's talking about affordability and a health care crisis caused by the Republicans. So the guys who are, like, in charge of their party, they are so off message when they come out to talk. As far as the health care thing, our health care went up $4,000 a year from my wife's plan, and there is no government subsidy coming in for us. So I'd like Hakeem Jeffries to answer that one.
Yeah, I'm looking up some information, whether Hakeem Jeffries, somebody in his office, attempted maybe to tip off the Maduro regime. I can't get confirmation on that yet, so at this point I'll say it is just a rumor. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to get you guys' opinion. I'm getting a little farther ahead of myself down the road here where we're at, but what's your opinion on Trump becoming the next dictator of the United States, or continue his authoritarian control of the country?
Well, tell me an example of his authoritarian control now, as it stands. Feel like there's an authority over you that's stopping you from being free?
Absolutely not. No, I'm talking down the road in the future. I'm just trying to get your opinion. And I just want to know, like, you know, he's kind of, it seems like he's drafting things to continue ruling the country, you know, regardless, you know, that's what he wants to do in 4 years or whatever next term. He just wants to keep going. What's your opinion on that?
All right. Well, fair enough. Here's my opinion on that. I think he truly is making every attempt to do what is best for America. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there's another party involved called the Democrats that are standing in the way of a lot of that progress he wants to try to make. So will he use as much of his authority as he can to make positive things happen for America? Yes. If that's considered authoritarian, I don't consider that authoritarian, especially when the backdrop is he has defended the First Amendment much better than the Democrats, and he's defended the Second Amendment mm-hmm. better than any Democrat ever. So when you put those two things together, he's not authoritarian, in my opinion.
Right. And he's going to be fighting judges every time he makes a decision anyway.
Yep. Yeah. 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Appreciate the questions, the input, the information. We've got a lot more coming up right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.